Good morning. Very nice ceremony. Small appetite. Get bigger soon. I'm working on a little booklet called Suggestions for Parents on Teaching Hinduism to Their Children. Few ideas here, so starts out with an introduction which says something like this. Lots of times Hindu families, I meet them in the Gurupeetam, and particularly the younger ones, quite often they have small children, ask me for advice. Do you have some advice for me? So I know you have about 2 minutes to give them a lifetime of advice. So when I say something, I usually say, try and have your children, try and teach Hinduism in a practical way to your children, so that it influences their life in very specific ways. It should be so practical, it helps them get better grades in school. That's the example I usually use. So, of course, it doesn't quite address the gamut of issues in teaching Hinduism to your children. So the idea is to just have a number of points with short explanations so I can hand it to them. Here, glad you asked. So if someone asks, here's some advice. That's the idea. So the first advice, you'll probably guess what it is. Parents should take the responsibility of being the primary teachers of Hinduism to their children. It is wonderful that many temples have in place educational programs for the youth that are both effective and popular. However, it is important for parents to have the attitude that these programs supplement but do not replace the need for parents to teach Hinduism to their children in the home. Parents are indeed the first guru. They teach in many different ways, such as by example, explanation, and giving advice and direction. The child's deepest impressions come from what the parents do and say. Therefore, if the parents can follow a systematic approach in teaching Hinduism to the child as he or she grows up, when the child reaches adulthood, this will make the practice of Hinduism much more integral in the child's life, and therefore much less likely to be abandoned. Next advice. There is no guarantee that when Hindu children reach adulthood and marry, that they will be practicing Hindus. Look around at the younger generation of Hindus, and you will find many who have no interest whatsoever in practicing the Hindu religion. 100 years ago, before movies, television, and computers, in the cities and villages of India and Hindu communities in other countries as well, the Hindu temple was the most interesting place in town. Besides the festivals, there were dramas, dances, and musical concerts. The temple was a social center as well. In our modern world, we do have movies, television, and computers, and many Hindu children would much rather spend their free time enjoying them with their friends rather than being at the temple. Why is this? It is because Hinduism has not become an integral part of their life. They do not view the practice of Hinduism as important to making their life happier, more religious, and more successful. This, then, is the challenge that all Hindu parents face. Advice. Establish a shrine in the home. Hinduism in the family is greatly strengthened by establishing a shrine in the home. The home shrine works best when it is an entire room. This is the ideal. However, when that is not possible, it should at least be a quiet corner of a room. In the shrine room, offer fruit, flowers, or food daily. Visit your shrine before and after leaving the house. Worship in heartfelt devotion, clearing the inner channels to God and the gods, so their grace flows towards you and loved ones. Parents can train their younger children to worship in the home shrine before any important event in their life, such as a major exam at school. Advice. Have the entire family worship together at the home shrine each morning. A popular saying in English is, the family that prays together stays together. In Hinduism, ideally, this refers to all members of the family participating together in the morning worship in the home shrine before breakfast. The children can be trained to always bring an offering of a flower or at least a leaf. The exact routine to follow depends on the religious background of the family. Typical practices include a simple arati or longer puja, singing devotional songs, repeating a mantra, reading scripture, and meditation. As the children get older, they can take on greater responsibilities during the morning worship. A number of Hindus have told us over the years that what kept them a staunch practicing Hindu despite exposure in their youth to other religious traditions and educational institutions of those religious traditions was the fact that the entire family practiced Hinduism together in the home. Advice. Have the entire family worship together at a local temple once a week. Attending a puja at the temple every week allows us to experience the blessings of God and gods on a regular basis. This helps keep us pure as well as strong in our religious commitments. The religious vibration of the home shrine can be strengthened by going to the temple regularly. Specifically, some of the religious atmosphere of the temple can be brought home with you if you simply light an oil lamp in the shrine room when you return from the temple. This simple act brings devas who are at the temple right into the home shrine, from the inner world they can bless all family members and strengthen the religious force field of the home. Advice. Teach about the Vedic statement, truth is one, sages describe it variously. Sometimes Hinduism is described as believing in a trinity of separate gods, Brahma, the creator, Vishnu, the preserver, and Shiva, the destroyer. This, of course, is not the case. All Hindus worship the Supreme Being. It is simply a matter of the different Hindu denominations referring to the Supreme Being by a different name. In fact, all Hindus believe in the same Supreme Being as do other religions. As a country only has one king, so the universe has only one Supreme Being. It is just a case of the different religions using different names to describe truth. Advice. Teach the correct meaning of the Vedic statement, truth is one, paths are many. Sometimes Hindus teach their children that all religions are one. This is actually a distortion of the Hindu belief that truth is one, paths are many. The correct teaching is that Hindus believe that all religions worship the same truth, the same Supreme Being. However, this does not mean that religions are identical, and therefore it doesn't matter which religion you are in. The beliefs and practices of the major world religions are in fact quite different. The truth they worship is one, but each of the many paths is quite distinct. Advice. Hindus believe all of the major world religions are valid paths and feel everyone is well placed in the religion of their choosing. Hindus do not proselytize, meaning they do not try to convert members of other religions to Hinduism. Proselytizing is based upon the belief that one's religion is the only true religion and therefore everyone in another religion should join it. Hindus hold the opposite point of view, which is that all religions are good and the members of those religions are just fine remaining in the religions they are in. Advice. Hinduism has advanced practices within it that many religions do not. If all you want is to live a virtuous life, religions are all very similar at that basic level of practice. But if you have an interest in personally experiencing God, then only a few religions have within them the advanced practices that lead to that experience. A good example of this fact has been occurring in Catholic monasteries for decades. Some of the monks in these monasteries have the desire to personally experience God. What do? To pursue this? They turn to Hindu scriptures, such as Patanjali's Yoga Aphorisms, to provide them proper guidelines for deep meditation, as there are no teachings regarding this in Christianity. Using modern terminology, all religions are computers. However, some religions are personal computers, some are mini computers, others are mainframe computers, but Hinduism, of course, is a supercomputer. Okay. Supercomputers. Well, anyway, it's got a lively start to it.